When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of the Sick Podcast. And finally, our first episode where I get to review a Leafs playoff victory. But before we get into any of that, because there is a lot to talk about, make sure you hit the subscribe if you haven't already. Drop a like, and producer, roll the tape.
Turn up your volume. Because you're about to listen to the Sick Podcast. With that Leafs fan.
They score! They score! Holy mackerel, they score! Morgan Rielly! Mo Rielly! The Leafs have won it! They're going to the second round! Do you believe this? Holy mackerel!
The sickest Toronto Maple Leafs podcast. It's gonna be sick.
Ladies and gentlemen, it now becomes a best of five. The Toronto Maple Leafs win game two, 3-2 over the Boston Bruins in Boston to tie it up. And now we head back home to Toronto. It is crazy. It is genuinely astonishing what a playoff victory does to a human being, to a fan. All right. Following game one, I didn't want to talk to anyone. I didn't want to wake up from the. I wanted to stay in bed all day. I didn't feel like conquering the day. This morning, I was up at 6:30, wide awake, making breakfast, taking care of my chores, doing whatever it is I have to do, watching the highlights 48 times. It's crazy what it does. It's crazy what it does. And that's what sports are all about. That's what it's all about. Let's get into the game. Game number two, Toronto versus Boston. Must win scenario. The title of last episode was put up or shut up. They definitely put up in this one. Definitely. And it was I was talking about this before. This is why being a fan of this team is, and I said it in the playoff preview, get prepared to experience the emotional roller coaster that is the Toronto Maple Leafs, to feel the highest highs and the lowest lows. This team has expectations. The reason that this fan base has expectations on this team is because they are a good hockey team. They're not mid. They're a good hockey team. So when they show up to play, when they play a full 60, chances are we have a pretty damn good chance to win the game. And last night, I don't want to go as far as saying they played a full 60, but it was definitely much better than what they showed in game one. Unfortunately, let's start with the negatives, because I feel like there's a lot fewer negatives than there were positives in this game. Stupid penalties. This is something the Toronto Maple Leafs need to clean up. And I'm not talking about penalties in general. Penalties are going to happen. Sometimes you're going to have to take a 2 minute if it's to save a goal or if it, whatever the case, I'm not mad about basic penalties. Like hockey penalties, I don't mind. Were some calls soft? Did you disagree with some? It's possible. Sometimes in a playoff game, they're going to call the penalties of the ones I'm about to talk about. Other times they won't. But at the end of the day, penalties like the Jake McCabe cross check and the Tyler Bertuzzi slash, it's just, they serve no purpose. It's just the Leafs shooting themselves in the foot, honestly. It's just giving the opportunity for the other team to get into the game where we've been the better team. So heading into the remainder of this series, the Leafs need to cut that out. They need to, and again, I appreciate what it is they're trying to do. I get it. You're emotionally invested. I love to see that. Believe me, I love to see it. But there's a time and a place for these types of altercations, if you will, and just randomly cross-checking a guy when he's nothing's really happening and all eyes are on you. It's going to get you a 2 minute and it just serves no purpose. And that is exactly a mistake that led to the Bruins' first goal of the game. Jake McCabe cross-checks, I believe it was Jacob Lauko in front of the net. He hits him pretty hard. Look, again, some people might be like, ah, soft call. Others are going to say it's a cross-check. And you know what? I'm in the moment, I was definitely pissed. But if that happened to one of my guys and they didn't call that, I'd be pissed. So to me, that's a 2 minute penalty. You can't be cross-checking like that. It's just, it's undisciplined. It's stupid. And it's a freebie for the other team. And the Boston Bruins waste no time, 30 seconds in. 1-0 Boston. A cross-crease feed from Brad Marchand, who attracted all of the attention like he normally does. Believe it was Morgan Geeky who tapped it into the empty net. Sammy swimming on that one. That was a tough one. We go down 1-0, and it's not something that is easy to overcome going down 1-0 to Boston in Boston. Boston is a very systematic hockey team. You look at them on paper and you might not get it, but you watch the games, you watch how this team plays. They play a very slow-paced game. They kind of burn you out. It's very similar to the style of play of the New England Patriots, Tom Brady era, where it's it's not a one play defining game type of thing, where it's like Toronto's a lot more explosive. They're a lot more off the rush type of team, a lot of counterattack, a lot of explosiveness. Whereas the Bruins are a lot more slower paced. They're going to wait for you to make your mistake and they're going to pounce. That to me is signs of a very good hockey team, a well-coached hockey team, a system hockey team. Because again, you look at it on paper and you're like, I don't get it. We, on paper, the Leafs should dominate. But you watch the game and it's, Boston's a good team. I hate to say it. I don't like them. I despise them with every ounce of fiber in my body. I cannot stand them. I hate them. And I hate them because they're good. Because they're frustrating to play against, because it's just, you feel like you have it the whole game. It just takes one error and it's behind your net. It's in the net. And that's how it got started. Luckily for us, I forget who I was talking about this as well with somebody. The Leafs in the first game, once they let in that first goal, you saw like a sense of being demoralized. Like being down by one or two goals, they look demoralized. And that's not a good sign at all. The team needs to be, you're not going to have the lead. Matter of fact, the first lead the Toronto Maple Leafs took versus the Bruins all season, I'm not even just talking about the playoff game so far, all season and the playoffs, the first lead Toronto took versus the Boston Bruins was when they scored the 3-2 goal. They've led the Bruins this entire year, 6 games so far, for a total of 7 minutes and 52 seconds or something ridiculous like that, whereas Boston has led 215 minutes or something. It's insanity. So they need to cut out the stupid penalties. You're going to take penalties. It's a part of the game, but count them. Like make sure they're useful. Make sure they are useful penalties. Other than that, other than the stupid penalties, what a fucking game by the boys, man. That's why, like, again, the reason there is so much disappointment that can seep through the fan base following a loss is because we know what they are capable of when they play a full 60-minute hockey game. Now, again, I'm not going to go as far as saying this was a full 60-minute effort, but they were grinding the whole game. They had some mistakes. It comes with the Leafs. They have these boneheaded decisions. Again, the second goal that happened, again, for the Bruins was kind of a weird play by Samsonov. Then lack of just getting the puck out of the zone, and Boston again taking your mistake, putting it in your net. And despite what I thought was a very dominant period by the Leafs, we head into intermission down 2-1. And the frustrating part in all of that is when Boston scored the first goal, it took 11 seconds for the Leafs to get back into it. The Leafs pick up the puck, go right back in the zone. Matthews off the post. Domi in front of the net. That's where you get the goals. You get the grimy goals. They're not all going to be pretty, although one of them in this game were magnificent, but we'll get to that. Not all the goals are going to be highlight reels. Most of them are going to be scrappy. Get in front of the net. And Domi did exactly that. He ties the game. It would have just been very nice to be heading into that intermission tied. They go down 2-1. At this point into the intermission, as a fan, you're definitely frustrated. I was on complete tilt when it just felt like a wasted 20 minutes. It's like, how did we end up down a goal with the way we performed in that first period? It's frustrating. And that's what I mean. It's the Bruins play a frustrating brand of hockey where they're just going to let you come to them and eventually wait for you to fuck up, and they're going to pounce. And it happened twice. Moving on into the second period, the Leafs very much took over. From that point on, I truly believe they took over. Oh, man, does it feel good. It feels so good. The Leafs scored, I thought, okay, genuine question to the viewers. Genuine question. Was Cali Yarncroke's goal a goal or was it not? Look, I know so many people were asking me this. I personally thought there was a decent chance that that puck fully crossed the line in Linus Ullmark's glove. It's not a goal for this reason. It was inconclusive. No matter what our brains can comprehend and simulate in our brain, where we're like, yeah, well, it's very obviously in his glove, and his glove is very obviously in the net. You don't see it, and the call on the ice was a no goal. Therefore, it is not a goal. Tyler Bertuzzi follows that up with a high stick, and it started to feel like, again, like, damn, we're scoring, but they're just not appearing on the scoreboard. It was like fractional measurements that were like, it just felt like another one of those games where it's like, yo, this team is playing, they're showing up, they are hemming the Bruins, we're drawing penalties, they're leading to opportunities, and it's just like the ones that go in are just fractional measurements of a difference. Like, he waited maybe 0.5 seconds longer, a half a second, hits that puck in, it's not a high stick anymore, that's a goal. They review it. It's not a goal. It's a high stick over the crossbar above his shoulder. So whichever way you decide to look at it, it wasn't a goal. And then became the clutch factor. The clutch factor into this game is where our big boys stepped up. John Tavares, who honestly, I feel like he's gotten a lot of a lot of criticism, if you will. John Tavares is getting older. You've seen a decline from him this season, but I have been saying that John Tavares is going to be better in the playoffs because the game itself tightens up. John Tavares is not a fast player by any means. Matter of fact, he's unfortunately probably one of the slower guys on the ice, but come playoff time, it's a lot more about tight spaces. It's a lot more about quick decisions. And that is where he tends to shine. He's the little thing king. And again, very simple play. He gets the puck, turns around, takes the shot on net, and it beats Linus Ullmark clean. Power play goal. Leafs tie it up 2-2, heading into the intermission. And again, what I love about JT is that he has experience. He understands it doesn't need to be pretty. You just need to take it and just put it towards the net. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. He could have easily turned around, taken a little time, tried to pick his angle. No, he takes it, turns, doesn't give the goalie enough time to react, takes the shot on net, and it goes in. It was a very simple goal. 8 out of 10 times, Linus Allmark probably saves it. Luckily, we got the one of the two that he didn't. And it was great. 2-2 heading into the intermission. And the third period is what we have been praying for. All right, there's so much that happened. First of all, Samsonov, what a fucking save on Brad Marchand. Oh, that felt so good. That felt so, so good, especially after the first period in this game where we thought, here we go again. We're going to get beat. We're going to get beat goaltender-wise. Samsonov put up, man. He put up. That was the story of this game. I honestly think that was the story of this game, is that the Leafs put up. They didn't shut up. They put up. The first game, they shut up. This game, they put up. And it was fractional details. It was in the details. We said it. The game outcome comes down to detail. I mentioned this in game one. It wasn't a 5-1 scoreline type game. The Bruins just capitalized on the detail. This time it was the Leafs. Samsonov with a great save. And I thought after that, they pretty much, I don't want to say shut down the Bruins, but I would definitely say they contained them and started to play their game. And what was so, I don't know if motivating is the right word. It was, I don't know the word I'm trying to find, but it was, let's use motivating, but I think you understand where I'm going with this. It was motivating to see this team in a tight game, in a tight situation, not falter. It was very, it felt good that, you know, like they hung in the game, they stayed in it. And this, in the past, this is the type of game the Leafs lose fractionally. It's the game in the past where it's so close, it can go either way, and we just somehow end up with the short end of the stick because of some baffle-headed stupidity. But luckily in this one, they keep it tight, and they end up... The Leafs have been much better this year in one-goal games. Much better than any time in the past. And it's just because it seems... And it is strange. You would normally think, you know, the Leafs are a much better team when the games are electrifying, filled with goals, like the Jets Avalanche styled game or the Oilers King style game where there's just goal central. It just feels like the Leafs have toned it down in that regard and are just playing a much tighter brand of hockey. Fun fact, last night was the first time that the Toronto Maple Leafs scored 3 goals in a playoff game in their last 8 games, stemming from game 5 of the first round versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. This was the first game that the Leafs put up 3 goals. And it was very, again, I can't find the word. It's not motivating. We're going to use the word motivating for now, but it's fine. Samsonov shut the door when he had to. I'm going all over the place. There's just like the emotions are so, oh, there's so much hockey to be played. So much hockey to be played. But they got it done. That's at the end of the day, that's what matters. And the most hopeful thing was that satisfying, gratifying, whatever the fuck the word is, I can't think of it. I'm just all over. It was our best player who got it done when the moment was big. Last night, Austin Matthews scored his 70th goal of the 2023-24 season. Doesn't that goal mean so much more that he got it last night and it led to a win rather than the fact that he might have got it against the Lightning? Could give a fuck if he scored that goal against the Lightning. It wouldn't have mattered. In the moment, it would have probably felt awesome for history and all that. I don't care. A goal in that situation, game on your stick. No chance, no margin for error. Such a tight hockey game. Crazy pass from Domi, by the way. McAvoy tries to play golf by batting it out of midair or hand-eye coordination. Didn't work. Matthews picks it on the floor. Quick move, because this guy is one of, if not the greatest fucking goal scorers on the planet. So he gets it done, as he should. As he should. That's why you get paid the money you do. That's why you got extended 4 years at 12 or 13 million, whatever the hell it was. That's why. Because in moments like that, you need to bury it. because we rely on plays like that from our superstars. That is what you get paid to do. And there you go, Matthews. There is your 70th goal of the season. It came a little bit late, but it is so much better than if he would have got that in game 82. So much better. You can tell he wanted it. He wanted it. It left him hungry. The fact that he didn't quite get 70 in the season, he's been feeling it. He's hit two posts already. He's had some great saves occur against him, and he finally buries one after what I thought was one of his best playoff performances as a Leaf. Not the best, but definitely up there. What a game from him. He showed up. He put the team on his back. He got it done, and that's what we needed from him. That's what we needed. And so now I look back at the game, and first of all, you know what? I'll finish with this in regards to the game, then we'll review a couple of points. I thought it was very, I keep trying to find the word. It's not motivating. That it's frustrating all the time. It was very good to see that the final couple minutes, I thought the Leafs did a great job at shutting it down. A very good job at shutting it down. That to me showed a huge level of maturity. They kind of perfected the final couple minutes. Look, obviously, again, Boston's a good hockey team. They're going to push. They're going to get their chances. It was close. Matthews saved one. He saved one going behind Sammy and keeping that, tucking it right back under his pad. He saved one. But other than that, it was kind of a low eventful last couple minutes. They kept everything to the outside. They didn't allow anyone in the crease. They got it done. They got the puck out of the zone. Time runs out. Leafs tie the series. It is now a best of five. Tonight, they had the opportunity to either, or last night, to put up or shut up. They lose this game. The questions and the vibes are completely different around this franchise. And they knew that. And you can tell from the way they played. They knew this was a must-win hockey game. And now, we steal a game in Boston, and we head back home with the series tied in a best of five where we regain home ice advantage. Now, I mentioned it in the past. I am not too fond about diving deep into the whole home ice and whatnot, but winning a game in Boston was something this team had to do if they had any chance to win the series, and they got it done one out of the two. Two of the two would have been insane. Zero out of the two would have been detrimental. We'll take 1-1, and we head back home. Now, William Nylander has been missing for the last two games. I thought it was relatively evident in terms of generating the chances. He would have made a huge difference. Interesting to see if he's going to be coming back for game three. It's tough because we're not sure what it is. I mean, he showed up to practice. He didn't show up wearing a contact jersey. He was just kind of taking a couple of shots. Even post-practice, he was just working on his shot. Not sure what's going on with him. I really hope he comes back for game three. But at the end of the day, whatever players it is getting iced in that game, whether Nylander's there or not, it's the next man up. That's the playoffs. That's hockey. That's what it is. You're going to deal with injury. You're going to deal with missing players. It's not just the Leafs that are going to be missing star players. It's not. So it's not an excuse. There's a whole other roster. And we saw tonight that even without Nylander, this team is capable of winning the game. They are capable. They are more than capable. And again, I thought the Leafs were the much better team in this hockey game. From just an overall puck possession, who I thought deserved to win, the more dangerous chances. I thought both goalies had a great game. Hats off to Linus Ullmark. He had a crazy, crazy 10-bell save on Robertson. See, the way I look at it is that John Tavares' goal goes in, like I said before, Linus Ullmark saves that 8 out of 10 times. The Nick Robertson save, that would be, if you replayed that shot 10 times, that was the one time he would save it. All other 9 times, that's probably going in. So I thought trade-off kind of happened there. I'm like, you know what? Voodoo, it is what it is. Evens out. Oh, it just feels good. It feels good. But it is so far from being done. It's so far from being done. And there's so much hockey to be played. And there's so much hockey to be played. And the Leafs need to come out like they need to play even better the next game, because you know the Bruins are going to bring it. The Bruins will not want to lose two straight. They just won't. So the Leafs need to show up even more ready than ever heading into game number 3 on Wednesday tomorrow at 7 p.m. They need to be locked in, and they need to remove these garbage penalties. Garbage. There's ways of implicating those types of efforts in the game, and doing it after the whistle and penalizing yourself for 2 minutes is just not it. Reeves throwing the body while the play is going on and clean hits, that is how you introduce physicality to your game in a useful manner. That's how you do it. Not by little chips and little slashes and little fuck that. It's not worth it. This team's penalty kill is probably our kryptonite. Avoid it as much as possible. Avoid the penalties as much as possible. It is not our forte. It really isn't. So they have to definitely tighten up in that regard. This is the beauty of the playoffs. This is the beauty of the playoffs. It's high octane, high energy, very emotional. It can change from one moment to the next. One bounce can define a game. It could define a series. I just hope that the hockey gods like the color blue more than they like the color yellow. It's that simple. Man. How are you feeling this morning? How are you guys feeling this morning? Two games in and we're already pulling our hair. Oh, man. That's one. We need 15 more wins to do the thing. 15. We've barely started this second season here. Barely. Got a huge win. There's so much work ahead of us. And it starts tomorrow night in Toronto. They need to show up ready. Whoever plays, whoever is on the ice, whoever's on that starting roster sheet, make sure you're ready to play. Cut out the stupid penalties and give it your 110%. I believe in you. We believe in you. Despite all the pains of the past, all of them. Like in life, you can't undo the past, but in the present, you have the chance to make a difference and change the narrative. And that's what they need to do. They need to go out there and get it done. And we know they can. We know they can. It's just a matter of, will they? I believe they can. I genuinely do. But it's up to them. And with performances like last night, if they can even tighten up again the slight mistakes they made, but give an overall effort the way they did last night, I like our chances. Because the Bruins are a good hockey team, but so are the Toronto Maple Leafs. All jokes aside, the Toronto Maple Leafs are a fantastic hockey team when they decide to be, when they play a full 60-minute hockey game. It'll take nothing short of that. A 60-minute effort, capitalizing on your opportunities, staying out of the box for stupidity, and just playing as a team, playing for each other, not demoralizing yourself. You're going to go down in games. You're going to take penalties in games. Fight through it the way they did last night, and I like our chances. That is it for today, guys. Tomorrow night is a huge game. I hope, once again, the next time I see you, I'm feeling this optimistic. I'm interested to see what you guys thought about this game, whether you're a Bruins fan, a Leafs fan, just an overall hockey fan, or you're just here to watch a very psychotic, emotional Leafs fan talk about sports. Thank you for watching. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Drop a like. Game 3 tomorrow night. Toronto, it's another situation. Put up or shut up. You can do it. We have faith in you. I'll see you in the next one.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time.
Follow the Sick Podcast with That Leafs Fan on YouTube, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.